Right now on the phone, Utica Mayor David Raffaro. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. Working for the weekend, Mayor. That's all I can say. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
So yesterday was a pretty big win for the ambulance service in court.
Yes, it was. We got our stay until the appellate division will hear the case, which will be sometime early next year.
Is it a stay or is it an injunction?
It's a stay.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what they call it. I don't have the paper in front of me. But whatever they call it, it's a huge win for the city of Utica.
And it was a 5-court judge, is that correct? And it was the vote was 5-0?
5-0, 5 judges. And, you know, I think the word, and I don't have the paper in front of me, the word was irreparable damage. They're afraid that there will be irreparable damage done to the city. And what that means is that they see the need for this ambulance service. I mean, the thousands of calls that we go on a year and the service that this provides to the city of Utica, they see the need for it. So, the vote was 5-0. So we feel pretty strongly and confidently that this ambulance service is well on its way.
Yeah,
It's the need that we proved, and it's just needed here in the city of Utica.
It seems like that it's got to be you had to have been encouraged by this finding, because really, I don't know. It just seems like this ruling makes it look a lot better for the ambulance service in the long run when the final rulings get done. And that's why I thought yesterday, my first automatic thought was, well, why didn't they just say yes, then keep it open indefinitely, and that's the ruling?
Because that's the process. This is the process. And, you never know what's going to happen, Mark. Court of law, you never know what's going to happen. But this was a huge win because, number one, it allows us to get through our whole budget year with the money we budgeted from the ambulance service.
We'll keep going. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mayor.
The first thing was that the ambulance service was started with need. And there's a definite need. We show the need. We service over 9,000 calls a year. There's a definite need. But we didn't know what came from the ambulance service afterwards is that it became a revenue source for the city also. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but the first thing is the need. And that's what I try to profess. And this is what we would be lacking if we ever lost an ambulance service.
Utica County Councilman Frank Fasero was just in, Mayor. I'm sure you're delighted to hear that. and he's saying that the numbers the city's presenting aren't really factual. Do you want to make a comment on that while I have you on?
Well, he has been shown these numbers by the budget directors, two budget directors, the comptroller's office, the deputy comptroller, everyone. And he says he doesn't, that those aren't the numbers. I don't know if where he wants us to get the numbers. The facts are the facts. The numbers don't lie. I don't know what he's talking about. We're exhausted with showing him these things. The numbers are the numbers. He talks about overtime, and I don't know where he derives these figures. The ambulance service makes money for the city, bottom line. He talks about them. I think he always uses the figures of $1 million in overtime a year. It's absurd. It's an absurd statement that is contradicted by all the evidence. And I just don't know where he gets it from. And quite frankly, I think he's doing a disservice to the citizens of the city of Utica because he just won't listen.
We're speaking with Utica Mayor David Raffaro. Mayor, how important is, and have you talked to any of the candidates that are running for the mayor's position right now about continuing the fight for the ambulance service when, after you're out of office, whoever slides into the seat? Has anybody said to you that they'd like to see this continued, or are the candidates?
No, I have not had not one call from not one of them. I did put in my press release that the next mayor has got to continue this fight. And they'll realize that when they get there.
Yeah.
They'll realize how important this ambulance service is to the city.
Utica Mayor David Raffaro, thank you so much for joining us today. Any other big news going on, Mayor, that you want to share with us today?
Mark, I couldn't give it to you right now, you know?
I gotta try, man. I gotta try. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day.